is the immortal beyond all fear. This is Brahman, said Prajapati. Then they left with peace in their hearts. Prajapati looked at them and said, They have seen, but they have not understood. They have not found the Atman, their soul. Anyone who holds their belief, be he God or devil, shall perish. Then Virakahana went to the devils full of self-satisfaction and gave them this teaching. We ourselves are our own bodies, and those must be made happy on earth. It is our bodies that should be in glory, and it is for them that we should have servants. He who makes his body happy, who for his body has servants, he is well in this world and also in the world to come. That is why when here on earth a man will not give any gifts. When a man has no faith and will not sacrifice, people say, This man is a devil, for this is in truth their devilish doctrine. They dress their dead bodies with fine garments and glorify them with perfumes and ornaments, thinking that thereby they will conquer the other world. But before Indra had returned to the gods, he saw the danger of this teaching, and he thought, If our self, our Atman, is the body, and is dressed in clothes of beauty when the body is, and is covered with ornaments when the body is, then when the body is blind, the self is blind, and when the body is lame, the self is lame, and when the body dies, our self dies. I cannot find any joy in this doctrine. He therefore went back to Prajapati with fuel in hand as a sign that he wanted to be his pupil. Why have you returned, great Maghavan? Asked Prajapati. You went away with Virakahana with peace in your heart. Indra replied, Even as the Atman, the self, our soul, is dressed in clothes of beauty when the body is, and is covered with ornaments when the body is, when the body is blind, the self is blind, and when the body is lame, the self is lame, and when the body dies, the self dies. I cannot find any joy in this doctrine. It is even so, Maghavan, said Prajapati. I will teach you a higher doctrine. Live with me for another 32 years. Indra was with Prajapati for another 32 years, and then Prajapati said, The spirit that wanders in joy in the land of dreams, that is the Atman. That is the immortal beyond fear. That is Brahman. Then Indra left with peace in his heart. But before he had returned to the gods, he saw the danger of this teaching, and he thought, Even if in dreams, when the body is blind, the self is not blind, or when the body is lame and the self is not lame, and does not indeed suffer the limitations of the body, so that when the body is killed, the self is not killed, yet in dreams the self may seem to be killed and to suffer, and to feel much pain and weep. I cannot find any joy in this doctrine. He therefore went with fuel in hand back to Prajapati, who said to him, You left, Maghavan, with peace in your heart. Why have you returned? Indra replied, Even if in dreams when the body is blind, the Atman is not blind, or when the body is lame, the Atman is not lame, and indeed does not suffer the limitations of the body, so that when the body is killed, the self is not killed, yet in dreams the self may seem to be killed and suffer, and to feel much pain and weep. I cannot find any joy in this doctrine. What you say is true, Maghavan, said Prajapati. I will teach you a higher doctrine. Live with me for another 32 years. Indra was with Prajapati another 32 years, and then Prajapati said, The spirit who is sleeping without dreams in the silent quietness of deep sleep, that is the Atman. That is the immortal beyond fear. That is Brahman. Then Indra left with peace in his heart. But before he had reached the gods, he saw the danger of this teaching, and he thought, If a man is in deep sleep without dreams, he cannot even say, I am, and he cannot know anything. He in truth falls into nothingness.